Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, always a pleasure to be with you. Again, you can catch us at Real Golf on X. You can also download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio and tune in to one of our stations each week, including our flagship 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. 26th year of talking golf with you, and it is our pleasure to be with you, and thank you for taking the time to join us. You know what I love about the West Coast Swing, Bob? This has Billy Casper written all over it, as well as you. This is your old backyard. It's where you grew up. It's where you played some golf. Your dad won, I think, every single one of these events on the swing, and probably multiple times. But, you know, I remember when I first met your dad, he had pictures with Bob Hope. He had pictures with past presidents playing in the Bob Hope. Like, this is this was the thing. And I don't think it quite has the same cachet it once had, but it makes me nostalgic for those days. And I know that you have some tremendous stories.
Yeah, Evel Knievel. I can remember him playing with him. Jackie Gleason. There was a bunch of them. So, but it was really cool because growing up, you know, we always got to go to these events, whether it was Palm Springs, you know, we'd drive over the mountain and down into Palm Desert. You know, LA, we had a family that I'm named after. His name was Robert Reynolds, and we would stay at his house. Then going up to Monterey was a great one too. I loved going to Monterey every year.
I mentioned past presidents, and you come out with Evel Knievel. That just goes to show that what age you were during that time.
Gerald Ford.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yep.
Wasn't that the picture in your dad's office was with Gerald Ford? Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
But Evel Knievel is way cooler when you're a kid than a president, right?
Yeah, he was jumping stuff then.
He was jumping canyons where I was growing up.
Yeah, that's right. Snake River, baby.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy stuff. So anyway, we'll talk about more on this. Hey, some big news out of LIV Golf. We'll tell you about that. TGL with another week underway. We're going to talk some putters, talk golf balls, swing changes, all kinds of good stuff. Plus, welcome in Ryan Ballingy, Scott Michaud, and America's favorite caddy. Stay tuned. It's all coming up next.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. Brian and Bob, Real Golf Radio. Thanks for joining us on the show. Hey, Bob Hope, Desert Classic, now known as the American Express out there. So you were saying that you go out there and your dad would, you'd go out there with your dad, you'd walk around with them. So as a kid, obviously Evel Knievel stands out. That's the first person that you mentioned. But did you, like, would your dad bring these guys over? Would he take you back behind the ropes? Or how did that all work? How did you, how did he introduce your...
He'd bring them over and we'd meet them and take pictures with them and all that kind of thing. Less so with the presidents and stuff like that, but with Mr. Hope and Jackie Gleason and some of those guys, Evel Knievel, that kind of thing. So I can remember Jackie Gleason had one of those little rubber cups on the end of his putter and he'd always punch the golf ball and pull it out of the hole. Yeah.
Did you ever, have you ever gone to that yet?
No. Maybe when I'm 90.
But there's just some things like iron covers. Sorry, Tim, if you're listening. Iron covers and my
ball
dad.
Retrievers.
My dad does iron covers. But you know, look, here's the thing. I asked, I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? And he's just like, well, they're expensive, and what? Who cares?
I've got to keep them. Got to keep them fresh.
He wants them to look nice. I guess if you spend $1,500 on a set of irons and you want them to look nice, and he's like, plus I can see the numbers easier. I'm like, I really didn't have any good argument against them other than it just wasn't kosher. It's just not kosher. And I don't know why, but it's just not.
My dad always used to say when he went to, you know, higher lofted fairway woods and stuff, he had a bag full of head covers. Now you really do when you throw the irons in there too.
Yeah. And I, like I said, it's, I guess to each their own. I that's just one thing. I don't know why. It's just one of those things you just don't do. It's like socks with sandals. It's just not, you just don't do it.
You just don't do it.
You don't do it. So anyway, all right. So there's that. You go. You can at me. Fine. Tell me why. Tell me why iron head covers are good. Why are they acceptable? Just don't tell me why socks and sandals. I don't care about your socks and sandals. If you're gonna do it, just I don't. That's fine. It's your own thing. But So there's that. Ball retrievers. I just kind of feel like, again, there's times where I'm like, I wish I had one of those because the ball's right there out of my reach and it's fine, but I'm never going to carry a ball retriever. I'm just not.
You hit it there, let it go.
Let it lie. It's a penalty, you move on.
Never going to carry a ball retriever. No.
And I kind of hope I never go to a full cart bag. That's the other one.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm. You know, some of these bags, I'm. Yeah, they made fun of them, of course, in Caddyshack, right? I mean,
yep.
Big old, was it like a power bill?
That was a big staff bag with like a radio and everything.
Yeah, I know. The radio, it had the bar in it. It shot clubs out of it. I guess yep. spring-loaded clubs. Yep. The speakers. What was that orange? What was on that orange bag? Was it like power build or some brand or anything?
It was bright orange. It was flowery.
It was bright orange. Oh, my arm. Yeah. So those are some things I just don't want to... You know what I couldn't say I'll never go to, though? A tam-o-shanter. I could see myself rocking one of those tam-o-shanter hats. Probably won't play in a kilt. Unless I was in Scotland.
Okay.
Could probably bring back I've always wanted to try to bring back the funky hats. It's bald guy stuff. So I'm thinking of head accessories, right? So bucket hats, that kind of thing you can go with. But, you know, how about a little fedora or something like that? A little Sam Snead action? Straw hat? No?
No.
How about your dad? Your dad rocked the plus fours. I mean, that was way after they were. I mean,
once he got on the PGA Tour Champions, he rocked the plus fours. Yep.
I don't think there's been very many besides your dad.
T-Berry Knicker Company.
Huh?
T-Berry Knicker Company.
T-Berry, are they still in business?
I don't know.
Is it T-E-E or T?
I think it's T.
Just T-Berry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm typing it in right now. This is riveting radio.
Riveting live radio.
T-Berry Knicker. They're still out there.
They're still there.
Yeah. You can knock those. Let's see. Well, maybe not. It's all pre-owned stuff. I wonder how many of those are your dad's. Looks like it's more of an eBay thing at this point.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, T-Berry Knickers. Yep, okay. He liked them. They were comfortable.
It looks like Payne Stewart wore the same ones.
He did. Payne Stewart did.
I don't know if anybody else. I mean, I think the last one I think of is the Squire. What's his name? Slammer and Squire. Slammer was...
Was Sam Snead?
Yeah, it was Snead, but who was the other one? The Squire. Shot heard around the world, the double eagle.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That's what happens when you get old.
It stinks to get old. I have to go back to the internet for that one. So anyway, we digress. So those are some things that you just don't want to do. How did we even end up on that?
I don't know.
Oh, because we're doing throwback to what was happening this week. Bob Hope and meeting those guys and all that kind of stuff. All right. Cool. How about colored golf gloves? You down with that?
Nah. You know, it's interesting. I'm not really down with that. But you know what? My dad had an agreement with All-Star Gloves, tour agreement, and he had different colored golf gloves that he always wore. It was more acceptable in the past, but most of the guys just like wearing white.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It was almost like an accessory to them to match or go with their clothing they were wearing. But yeah, not necessarily for me. No, white glove.
Gene Sarazen.
That's who it was.
Yeah. Charlie Hoffman's always worn that green glove.
He has.
Yeah, it's kind of his deal.
Yep.
So... Okay, well, look, we're going to talk about some of the equipment. We're going to talk about some other funky things. But big news, I think, this week, for me anyway, was that Liv gets picked up by Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. Like, one of the big knocks on Liv is that you know, these guys, top players, they wanted to go over there offering them a lot of money, but they sort of took the check and then went into obscurity. I mean, Fox Sports is a legitimate network. That's a big deal. I think you're going to see some increase. It'll be easier to pick them up. I just don't think that pulling them up on a YouTube channel, you just want to be able to pull them up on your TV and watch.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Now, if you happen to have a favorite team, if you're a big fan of, you know, whatever, and you subscribe to their online, you know, where you can watch every single game or what have you. Like, there's certain instances where you're just going to do whatever you can, but you don't have the the history there to be able to build that kind of a strong fan base yet. And so you need it to be readily available to the sports audience. And I think about, you know, like a sports bar or a clubhouse, they might have several TVs and one of them might be tuned to Fox, you know, for whatever baseball or football game might be on or had been on. And now LIV Golf is on. So I think that's a big win for LIV. I think things are getting more interesting there.
You know, when I think of Fox Sports with golf, I think of their agreement with the USGA.
Mm, really?
And the broadcast that they had with the USGA. And after a couple of years, it went away. And I don't know if necessarily that would happen with this. But when you combined the distribution of Fox and having the name of Fox on it, and then your broadcast team is not the best in the game like it was with the USGA. Now you're throwing in LIV Golf and their broadcast team and the way they present it and represent it and, you know, the leaderboard on the left-hand side, like a tower and everything. I just don't, I think it might be a test out year.
Well, this will actually be the year where we can see what they've got, what kind of a product and how it resonates with the golfing audience and the sports audience, because it's a little bit more apples to apples, right? With a compelling or a legitimate network. The CW never really made any sense. And so now that you're on Fox or FS1 or 2 or whatever it happens to be, 2 is going to be a stretch. It's not on all the packages. FS1's on most of the packages, and certainly Fox is. So you start getting, I know Fox Business is on there as well, and that's probably a bit of a stretch when you get to that stage. But this is going to be it. Like when you look at what TGL has done and they're hitting, you know, 900 to a million, whatever they happen to get, you know, viewers on this little simulator league that they're doing, that's pretty darn good. And I think an average Sunday telecast on the PGA Tours, a couple million and change. And you've got LIV that's like a tenth of that, right? And I know everybody's going to say, well, what about if you're the app or online, all that stuff? I get it. All that stuff's
there.
Same
thing with the PGA Tour.
But you really need to get those network numbers going. So I think it'll be interesting to see where it goes. Will I find myself wanting to watch a little bit more or those kind of things? I struggle with the broadcast. I love David Faraday in the roles that he had before as a lead commentator. I feel like it's, you know, you have too much of a good thing. I think maybe you could have a little bit too much of Faraday. And I loved Ted Lasso, but I don't really love the Ted Lasso announcer in golf, if you will. Like it sort of worked for the sitcom, but I don't know that it necessarily works for me. But that's just me. A lot of people like it and love it, and that's fine, right? Our own listeners love, some of them absolutely love LIV Golf, and that's fine. What I'm trying to say here is I think this is a big win for LIV, and we'll talk more about that as we continue. We got to take a quick break. Got to talk Hovland and swing changes next, a little bit of putters. John Rahm makes a switch on his. We'll talk about all that coming up next here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks for joining us. So we were talking about LIV. We talked about the new deal with Fox Sports. I think that's big news. They got a new commissioner. Greg Norman is out. There seems to be some, it feels like it's settling into some normalcy. Like now, like it was a renegade situation. It was a disruptor situation. It was an attacking kind of a situation. Now it seems to be like, okay, here we are. We got our little thing here going. You got your thing going over here. Let's
coexist.
Yeah. And we're settling into what we're doing over here.
Yeah.
And so we'll see, right? I mean, there's still big news, though. You get guys like Tom McGibbon, and we're going to talk to Scott Michaud in hour number two about that. But, you know, this is a young Irishman that has a lot of talent. He's been playing on the DP World Tour, European Tour. And he made the decision, rather than accepting his PGA Tour card, which he earned by virtue of his good play, top 20 play over in DP World Tour, that he's going to take a LIV offer instead. And Rory says he advises against it. Nevertheless, it's just his decision to make. So you've got that, and then you've got, what is it, Shikara, that said he regrets kind of the way it all worked out. He's a winner, but doesn't feel like he's getting his opportunities like some of the winners on the PGA Tour and yada, yada. So, you know, it's tough. It's still one of those kind of polarizing decisions, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big decision. And I think the as we've talked about, the decision for people to go there is money. They're offering you a boatload of money. And, you know, this kid that came out and said that, you know, he won $16 million on LIV, and yet he really doesn't have anything to show for it. Where guys on the PGA Tour, they get to play majors, they get world ranking points. They were promised world ranking points with LIV. They don't get world ranking points, and that's not going to happen anytime soon because their application was withdrawn, and you've got Trevor Ivelman that is now the CEO of World Golf Rankings, official World Golf Rankings. So, yeah, it's interesting how they're toning everything down, but they still have a lot of irrelevancy. We don't see how guys are playing or what's going on. They're getting ready to start playing again for the year of 2025. But,
But look,
if it comes down to watching golf, for the PGA Tour or golf for LIV. I'm going PGA Tour the whole time. I'm not going to be switching back and forth. I don't like the broadcast. I don't like the way they do it. I don't like the idea of them doing a shotgun start, all that kind of stuff. It's exhibition golf to me.
And yet the money is very much real. You think about Shikara and his $16 million, and you think about our friend Troy Merritt, who doesn't have full status on the PGA Tour. He's been out there 13. This is his 14th year, and I don't even know if he's cleared $16 million in that career, and he's won twice. Yeah. So like, it's a grind. I mean, the kid was able to pick it up in a couple of years. So yeah. There's that, and I think he appreciates the opportunity to set his family up. But now he's got some other goals. So worst case scenario, you sit it out for a year, come back in and qualify. And try to make your way on it. So you couldn't even go to Q school because it hadn't been a year. So
yeah, but he can go play DP World Tour events, pay his fines and that kind of thing, and be on the DP World Tour and start earning world ranking points and get into majors and all that kind of thing, which is great. And then morph that into getting back on the PGA Tour or playing on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think it's big news. Victor Hovland talked about this week. Hovland missed the cut over in Dubai, and he was asked about his swing changes and things like that. We had mentioned that this conversation came up at Augusta last year, and I kind of wanted to put my fingers in my ears and go, la, 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 because I just, like, he was going down some crazy stuff. Well, he was asked about it. The reporter over there in Dubai this week asked him if he kind of misses playing carefree golf when it seemed kind of easy, and then proceeded to ask him if he regrets it, if, you know, and that kind of thing, and or if this was a bad decision that he made to tinker with his swing. And here's how Hovland responded.
Yeah. This certainly makes me cherish how I used to play golf for, you know, the first, say, 4 years of my career. It's been very effortless, just kind of standing over the ball and knowing that, okay, the ball's going to start somewhere there and end up over there somewhere. That's a pretty stress-free way of playing golf. And obviously, I've always tried to push myself, and even when it was really good, I kept on pushing it and maybe setting too high expectations because I didn't realize how good it was, or I thought it could continue to get better and better and better. And for the most part of my career, every decision that I've made to change something up in order to play better, it has worked. But you know, the last year and some change, I've just gotten into some bad habits, and there's been a couple key moves that I used to make in my old golf swing that I'm currently not doing. And I've got to get back to making that movement in order to play my best golf. So that's just kind of where we're at.
Hindsight's a great thing, but looking back, do you feel you've made some decisions that maybe you regret now?
I mean, you could say that, but it wasn't... I think a lot of people have it maybe misconstrued a little bit that I made a conscious decision to go down this rabbit hole. I think it's just your golf swing is an ever-evolving organism, and every week you're out here playing, you have intentions and feels that would seem relatively innocuous, but you keep those intentions and feels in there, and they might morph into something else. And I just didn't address it. I just put it simply, I added a lot of draw pieces in my golf swing because I'd always been a cutter, and I wanted to see the ball, you know, not cut as much. And then you add more draw pieces in there, and then suddenly I get sick and tired of it missing left, and now I want to cut it. And that compensation was not good for my swing. So it's just a process of, you know, shit happens. Like, you're not, I didn't go down there and said, no, this is better, I got to do this, and made a poor decision. It's just, that's the game of golf for you. It's hard to play good golf for 20 years straight.
There you go. That's Victor Hovland. And there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, Bob, what's your thoughts on this idea that your golf swing is a living, breathing organism, and that it can, if you, even though you have these weekly feels and intentions, it can morph into something else. That's the first part. I kind of agree with it, but I also, this is a professional golfer. This isn't like a weekend guy. This isn't like just, oh, hey, I happen to be hitting it like this today, or I didn't realize like for me, I tend to get closed, and I didn't realize my alignment was off. This is a guy that has all of the launch monitor data. He has all of the coaches and the trainers. He's got a caddy. He's got everybody that's watching him. Like, it feels like it would be tougher for him to stray too far than it would be, say, the average club guy going out there to swing.
Yeah, it's incomprehensible to me, first of all, that he has the success over his years on tour and an amazing finish to his 2023 year, and then starts to make some changes because he doesn't feel that he's getting, or he wants to see some different things. And hitting the ball right to left, or getting the ball to turn over a little bit instead of his normal cut shape. I think of somebody else who tried to do that and to be able to gain a little bit more distance. And that was Jordan Spieth after his 2015, 2016, 17 years. Now he tries to get a little bit more with a draw and that kind of thing. And Jordan Spieth hasn't been the player that he was prior to that. So, but we always see Tiger Woods changed his swing a couple of times.
One time was focused more on draw with Hank Haney, right?
Yeah. And I don't know he wrote the book, The Big Miss, Haney, and he settled Tiger into something that where he wouldn't have the big miss, or he could eliminate the big miss. Well, when you're trying to open up your game to more of a draw, when you've always hit a fade, draws a fade is a little bit more of a over the top coming left swing. And then you try to throw the draw in and your body starts to come over the top and left a little bit. And you're trying to hit a draw. Then you're going to look up and you're going to get tired of that ball missing left. And that's exactly what he said. And so,
what did Trevino say? Trevino says what? you can talk to a fade, but a draw won't listen.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like his DNA. He kind of grooved his swing. His swing DNA is a little fade or a cut. And that's a lot of great players in the game always have hit the ball that way and have been phenomenal. Okay. I don't know. I would to have to think that hard when it's been that easy to begin with, man, ride that wave and keep going, baby.
Yeah. It's surprising. So I look at it and say, it's that easy for a tour player to get off a little bit. You might want to put some sticks down when you're on the range and just kind of like, because it can go, apparently it can happen really quickly. Right.
Yes. So
yeah. Yep. Interesting. Dustin Johnson, I think he switched from draw to fade, and that's when he went out and won major. I mean, if you can cut the ball, ride it out, man. Don't try to chase that distance. That's the lesson we learned. Hey, we'll take a break. More of the show continues next.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weisskopf Championship designed golf course is next level with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro Naming Convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new Advanced Bend Profile design. Advanced Bend Profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to MountainlandTruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
My name is Ariel, and I was in a car accident. Siegfried and Jensen, they decided to take my case and decided to go and protect me as a person. And I definitely recommend them.
Here for you 24/7.
Siegfried and Jensen took care of me, and they'll take care of you too.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and our good friend from GolfNewsNet.com, and I guess we're just going to call it some sort of like multimedia golf news empire. Ryan Ballingy joining us right now. Hey, Ryan, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Good. Yeah, same to you. Hey, we... See? We did this with Rex
Hogan. First time we talked to him.
I know.
It's okay.
I think so. It's okay that it's middle of January, but it's a formal greeting. We haven't seen each other. We have a relationship. It's a nice thing to do. We debated this with Rex Hoggard last week on the show.
Look, I know Larry David has his rules, and we're well past the 7th of January, but we are friends, and we hadn't talked yet. So it is a happy new year.
I'm with you. Thank you. And I appreciate the gesture, and same to you.
Yes.
By the way, can you imagine what this world would actually be like if we all followed the Larry David rules? I mean, my word.
There's a reason that we use the word neurotic to describe him, because it's not normal.
I mean, I love Seinfeld, and it's one of my favorites. I still watch the reruns and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just glad it's a sitcom. I wouldn't want to actually live through that.
I think that's half of what makes it hilarious, is that it would be a total hellscape if you had to live in it. But
hey, anyway, back to reality, sort of. I saw that you and I exchanged some messages. You were on your way over to the Bahamas, or kicking off the Corn Ferry. You played in the Pro-Am. Talk about that experience. That must have been awesome.
Yeah, we went over there, Brendan Sweeney and I. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lake Resort. So we are starting our second season. We just put out the first episode today, actually, of the Road to French Lick, which chronicles the Corn Ferry Tour. And we did a 13-episode slate last year. There were 12 during the regular season, one of Q School. We're going to do 20 this year. We decided, you know what, let's go out to the Bahamas. Let's start the year on tournament site. We didn't do that last year. And the folks who run the tournament were great. We got a spot in the Pro-Am. We played with Dan McCarthy and Patrick Cover. Got to talk with Alex Baldwin, who is the president of the Corn Ferry Tour. Just a really nice time to be able to spend with those folks, a number of players, and just kind of further establish relationships. And also, it didn't hurt that Atlantis is tremendous and the Bahamas was 75 and sunny.
You know, Atlantis is phenomenal. Stayed there a few times with when Dad and I played in the father-son, like the PNC, and they play in that golf course that's right there.
Yeah. Right at the Ocean Club. And they had, the remarkable thing about it was they got a call basically 4 months before the tournament started to use this venue, because Sandals, which is on a different island, they decided to do a total renovation and go in a totally different direction with the branding. And they kind of put an ATV out there And Atlantis put their hand up and said, we'd love to do it. And they made it happen.
Cool.
That's awesome. Hey, let's just back up a little bit. So you started out doing a website. You morphed it into some podcast stuff. Then you opened a radio channel network. And now you're doing television. So how does this, like, just kind of give us the behind the curtain here. Like, how does this even work? What are you doing? I know you're partnered with French Lick, and that's super cool. You're kind of starting, you know, with the end in mind there. I think that's awesome. But what is this? Where does it air? How can people find it? Like, tell us about it.
The beauty of the road to French Lick and pretty much everything Golf News Net TV is that you can get it practically anywhere. I mean, we have a YouTube channel for all of our Golf News Net original shows or talk shows, our shows like The Road to French Lick or travel show Best Ball, which we'll have a couple new episodes coming out soon of that. That's all available on our YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube, search Golf News Net. We try to put it on our Facebook page as much as humanly possible. They don't like the stuff that's really long, but the half hour shows work out great. And then GNN TV is currently available on two streaming services, Free Live Sports and FreeCast. You can download those apps for your Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Samsung devices, all, and then access our channel through their platform. We also have apps coming real soon for Vizio and LG. We have them for Amazon Fire and Roku and Apple TV. So there's a lot of different ways to consume our programming, and we're going to try to make it as actively available as humanly possible, because we found that in the way we're going to do things, we can't rely on other people's schedules. So we want to make it available to people when and how they choose to consume it.
Appointment TV.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, that's, Ryan, that's the way that it is. So,
hey, Ryan, big news announcement came out this week. Speaking of television, Live Golf and Fox Channel have decided to join or partner together and have live Live Golf for the first time on television.
Yeah. And I'm very interested to see what that means for viewership, right? No offense to the CW. They're not as big as Fox, but the CW was in 105 million homes in the United States. And they kind of use Live Golf as a jumping off point to learn about broadcasting sports, marketing sports programming. They have football on weekends for collegiate events. They have college basketball, and people can find those things. I mean, they routinely get an audience near or around a million for a college football game, or, you know, a little bit less than that for a college basketball game, but they can draw an audience, and they still didn't draw an audience for Live Golf in the last couple of years. So I'm very curious if the Fox name will drive curious onlookers to watch it in the way that maybe it didn't with the CW. But at the same time, not every Live round is going to be on Fox. They said in their release, half the rounds will be on Fox or FS1, a little bit more than half. But FS1 is not necessarily a channel that draws huge audiences day to day. So you're going to have to go look for Live to go find it. I'm curious if people will do that. And then about the other half of the programming is going to air on their secondary sports channel, which is FS2, or Fox Business Channel, which, if you're old enough to remember the days when the PGA Tour Champions was on CNBC, that didn't go so well in terms of viewership and interest. So I don't know if they're walking into that trap all over again, you know, 25 years later. But now at this point, with Fox's backing, Fox's marketing, all that is Fox, they really don't have an excuse now if they can't generate audience numbers that look at least somewhat substantially better than what they're getting on the CW.
Ryan Ballingy joining us. And the bottom line for Liv is they need legitimacy, right? They need to be in the mainstream. And so I think this does that for them. I that's a big deal. One of the things you have to take into account is if you're just at a sports bar or you're at some sort of at the clubhouse, you know, at your club, a lot of times there's multiple TVs on, and you'll probably have Golf Channel. You'll probably have one of the networks. But a lot of times Fox is one of those because of the fact that they air other sports, NFL, what have you. And so I think you'll get some, hey, it's just on that channel. And so that thing comes up. So I would think that has to boost some ratings, right? Just in and of itself. Typically, you don't have your channel tuned to the CW, and it just, oh, by the way, look what's on.
Yeah, I think that they have, at least in concept, they should get more curious onlookers in the beginning, right? Their challenge is that they've leaned so heavy this year into an international first schedule, where about a third of the schedule is in the United States, the rest is overseas. So I would assume, even though we don't have the full listing today, that most of those international tournament rounds are going to be on FS1. And that's basically the entire first half of the schedule is not in the United States. So can they build an audience showing live events at 2, 3, 4 in the morning Eastern time? If they can, they've got something. If they can't, they may be in trouble to develop that audience later in the year once the tour gets into the United States and it's a little bit easier to air it live on Fox TV as opposed to FS1.
How's FS1? What's your opinion of FS1? And the only reason I ask is because with my Utes being in the Pac-12 the last 10 plus years and that horrible Pac-12 channel, we often had to hope that they would be on FS1 so that we could actually watch the game. So FS1 became sort of a big deal for me because then I'm like, hey, I can watch the game. Otherwise, I don't know, but I'm wondering what maybe the rest of the country that hasn't had to deal with that particular scenario how feels about FS1.
I mean, I watch FS1 sometimes for Maryland college basketball because they own Big Ten networks, who sometimes Maryland's on there playing football or basketball. So I watch that sometimes. Watch Major League Baseball on there. They put a bunch of playoff games and regular season games on FS1. So I think it's a totally fine network. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not like it's a B-grade level channel. It's just as good as ESPN is at broadcasting live sporting events. I just don't know that it's the first thing you think of when you're scrolling the channel guide on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday to go look for things. So they're going to have to build some familiarity with the Live Golf viewer, and vice versa, with the FS1 viewer is going to have to build some familiarity with Live Golf being on the channel to generate more viewership.
So two questions here. First of all, how many people do you think, as they're scrolling through their TV guide, are going to jump on FS1 or FS2 to watch that, unlike possibly the CW? And the second part of that question is, are they going to have the same type of broadcasting with the race car leaderboard on the left-hand side and everybody sounding like they're doing Formula One?
Apparently Bob doesn't like that.
Bob is not an F1 fan. No,
I'm an F1 fan. Question. I just don't like that for golf.
I totally understand. And that is my qualm with their broadcast. But yes, they are keeping everything in-house, just as they have for the last 3 years of running this league. So it's the same people internally doing the production. It is the same talent calling it with the hyperbolic statements and all that kind of ridiculousness. All of that is staying intact, and that is probably a big reason why Fox said yes to the deal. They didn't have to pay for the production of it. Liv was willing to do that. From what I understand, if there is a rights fee, there isn't much of one. This isn't quite the revenue share deal that Liv and the CW have, but it's not that much better. It's just better distribution, a bigger name behind it. So that exchange came with Liv saying, okay, well, we'll still do all of the legwork to broadcast it. We want it on your channels and not the CW.
Hey, Ryan, before we let you go, so what would be a win? Like I can't even remember the numbers up right now as we're talking that they were getting on CW or claiming to get off of the web. But what would be a win going to Fox for a broadcast number? And then do you suppose that compares to what we're seeing out of the early stages of TGL with ESPN?
I mean, right now, based on the CW numbers versus what we have for early 2 weeks worth of TGL, TGL has outdrawn Liv by basically a 4-to-1 ratio right now.
Wow.
That's insane. I mean, for a weird indoor golf that no one's seen before versus guys you've heard of, and it looks like normal golf for the most part. That's somewhat telling, but that's very early in the existence of TGL. I think in terms of like a good number for Fox or FS1, if they could draw 400,000, 500,000 for that first set of telecasts, that would be incredible. The first event's in Riyadh, so you're not going to get a great live audience for that. It's just not going to happen. But if they could if they could get in the 150, 200,000 range in their events for FS1, at least that's a push against the CW. If it starts to kind of lag behind that 200,000 average number, especially early on in the year, then the deal really didn't do anything to augment Liv's audience. If anything, it made it more confusing.
Interesting.
Wow.
Well, I guess we'll see how it all plays out. Like I said, I think it's huge. I'll tell you this. I actually was really excited to watch the TGL this week, and I forgot about it, so I missed it. I did record it, so I can go back and watch it. But it's still not quite on my top of mind, even though it's something I want to watch. I think that's a challenge. You get into habits, and I get it. I'm old. I'm 50, almost 51 now. But you know, you think about football's on at a certain time, golf's on at a certain time. You just sort of get in that routine, and I think that's probably the challenge that TGL faces, and the challenge that even though people are tuning in, and I'm probably not their target audience either. I think they're going for much younger
matches.
Huh?
They need to have competitive matches. The last 2 weeks have been blowouts.
Yeah, I suppose that'll come.
Yeah, that's the big thing for me. I mean, Tiger helped get people in the door last week, but that wasn't competitive. They need like a match that at least goes 12 or 13 holes before it's decided, and then let's see what happens. And I think a big tell is going to be this week. No Tiger, no Rory, not the first week. Just let's see what these six guys can bring in terms of viewership and how many people stick around.
You said they're right. What did you say? They're about 900,000. Is that what they were drawing?
Right, just shy of 1 million first week and a little over 1 million the second week.
Averaging about 1 million. Yeah. And then the average tour Sunday is 2.2 million viewers, but that's over 4 hours, not 2 hours. So,
yeah. Right. But I mean, if they can hold, I would think a good number for them would be 600,000. If they can hold 600,000, then they're sailing with flying colors.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it shakes out. Well, hey, nice job. I'm glad you enjoyed the Bahamas, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, as always.
You got it. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. Check them out and all their channels, YouTube and otherwise, doing some great stuff with the Korn Ferry Tour this year and as they launch GNN-TV, radio, all that stuff. Good guy, good follow, great insights. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. More of the show coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. NBA action on the scoreboard. The Celtics have a dominant win over the Magic at home, 121-94. Minnesota guard Anthony Edwards had 36 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, and a dominant Timberwolves win over the New York Knicks, 116-99. The Pelicans took down the Jazz at home, 136-123. Hornets barely sneaking by, pulling off an on-the-road win against the Bulls, 125-123. Nuggets turning down the Heat, pulling off a win against Miami, 133-113. Bucks with an at-home W against the Raptors, 130-112. Mavericks pull off a win against the Thunders, 106-98. Grizzlies hold Victor Wembanyama to just 19 points and pull off a big win over the Spurs, 140-112. And a Lakers win by just 1 point over the Nets, 102-101. The Cavaliers still remain atop of the pack in the Eastern Conference, and the Thunder still take that number one spot in the West. On the ice, a couple games on the NHL scoreboard. The Penguins beat the Sabres in a big fashion, 5-2, and the Hurricanes get an at-home W in a close one against the Golden Knights, 3-2. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's a rare double shot play of the week for this playoff weekend in the NFL. Our other Sports in 60 times 2 tells the story of why I think the Rams can stay within 6.5 points of the Eagles in the early Sunday game. This is a preview and pick of the late game between the Ravens and the Bills at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. We had a fun fact in our other preview about Coach Sean McVay and how Sunday's game was the 13th playoff tilt he'd coach, with every one of those 13 opponents being different teams. Well, how about this if you're a Ravens fan? Baltimore won the Super Bowl in 2001 with 28-year-old quarterback Trent Dilfer at the helm, and in 2013 with 28-year-old Joe Flacco calling the signals. Those Super Bowls came 12 years apart. 2025 would make it, you got it, another 12 years between raising Lombardi trophies. And should that happen, Lamar Jackson would be lifting the championship trophy, also at the age of 28. Like the other Sunday game, this also features a 2024 regular season meeting where the favorite, in this case the visiting Ravens, pounded the Bills 35-10 in Baltimore. This has to be the reason Buffalo is an unlikely small underdog at home, the first time since 1967 they've been in this position. Breaking a streak of 18 straight home games is chalk, the longest in NFL postseason history. But I think the weather and the home team's familiarity of how the gales blow in their own stadium will make a big difference. Sunday night temperatures are expected to be in the teens with 10 to 20 mile an hour winds. In this environment, I trust Josh Allen more than Lamar Jackson, as well as Bills place kicker Tyler Bass over Justin Tucker. The Bills were far and away the best at a plus 24 in the regular season turnover category, and I think they force multiple Ravens mistakes en route to victory. The Bills plus 1.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Oh, thank you very much, and welcome in to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Dave Glauser producing. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. You can download us where your favorite podcasts are found as well by just searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio, and we appreciate you being with us. Great show coming up this hour as we welcome in Scott Michaud, longtime Augusta Chronicle, currently writing for the Irish Examiner, Global Golf Post, Daily Drive, and more. Lives there in Augusta, gives us an update on several matters. Plus, we'll welcome in America's favorite caddy, who's out at Torrey Pines doing his thing, getting ready for the PGA Tour to come on by. So that's what's on tap. Hit us up. Let us know. Join the discussion at Real Golf on X. And the American Express going on this week. Got a little Pro-Am West Coast Swing. We'll refer to it always as the Bob Hope Desert Classic just because the nostalgia and the just the allure of the celebrities getting involved, I think, makes the West Coast Swing the sexiest of them all. And just something I always loved to tune into when I was a kid, to check out the Glenn Campbell, the Andy Williams, of course, the Hope, and, you know, the Bing Crosby. I mean, all that stuff, just something about it, right? The stars out there playing with the guys in the PGA Tour. I like it. It's fun. It's just something different, and I miss a little bit of that. I get what you have to do, man. You got to pay the bills, so you got to get the corporate sponsors in there. Totally get it. But I'd like to hang on to some of that heritage.
Yeah, we got a kid that's playing this week there at the American Express. Of course, we had Nick Dunlap win last year as an amateur.
What a story.
But this kid, it was a great story. But this kid decided to turn professional at the age of 17 right out of high school. Shot 72 in the first round and is currently 9-under par for the tournament. 9-under par in the second round.
Wow. You know, and he's got
17 years old.
And his name is Blades.
Blades Brown.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
You know, do any good in with your game, and you're going to kill it, the endorsements. Everybody's got to get their, Blades Brown. Are you kidding me? How good is that? Yep. All right. Hey, speaking of, we got to talk about some equipment and more coming up next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
And this segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com. There's exclusive real estate opportunities still available. blackdesertresort.com for more information, and you can book your preview stay. Ridiculous discounts and deals available right now. Check out the resort while it's still being completed. Enjoy the Tom Weiskopf Championship Design Golf Course. Learn more about the upcoming water park, pickleball facility, and all that. Plus, the restaurants are open. You can't beat it. 5 indoor hitting bays in the 20th hole. Some great food, great atmosphere, vibe. Everything is chilling there at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. All right, Blades Brown. Big story out there. Man, this kid, what a name, what a game out there at the desert. And Bob, you've been kind of keeping me up to date on what he's doing, but this is, as we're recording the show on a Friday afternoon, guy had made some moves.
Yeah, he's played some really good golf in the second round. As I said last segment, he's even par in the first day, and he's up 85 spots today. Had one stretch in his round on the front nine where he had six straight birdies, and currently at 9-under par for the golf tournament.
Do you know how many times you've made six straight birdies? You probably don't. You've probably done it a bunch, huh? Or no?
I don't know how many times I've made that many. I think, I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever made more than about, I know I've done three in a row.
There you go.
Maybe I've done four in a row. I think maybe I've done four in a row, but I think that's it. Like,
yeah,
that's not easy to do.
Yeah. He's made 10 on his round because he had a bogey on his second hole.
10 birdie. How many, what's the most amount of birdies you've made in a single round?
Oh, geez.
I don't know. I've shot 62
a few times.
62?
Yeah.
Is that your low?
So that's 62? A lot of birdies. 62? And eagles.
Is that your low? 62?
Yeah, 62 is my low.
It's pretty good.
I think I shot it once with you.
Yeah.
Shot it once with my dad. And I've shot it probably four or five other times. So that's my low, 62.
I was playing in Chicago one time out of the club. I made 8 birdies.
That's ding, the ding,
most,
ding, ding,
that's
ding.
The most I've ever made. I'd killed it in Chicago, but I shot even that day. Even. The best and worst round I've ever shot was that day.
Oh, my
the best
goodness.
And how do you even do that? How do you even shoot even when you make 8 birdies? That basically is saying, hey, look, we're going to start you at 8 under par, and you only got to play 10 holes. Okay? Go get it. You'd think you could find a way to shoot in red numbers. Unbelievable. What a stupid game. I've shot even
was
par.
It? Was
with
it
like,
Andy North that said that you just figure out a way to get back to where you feel comfortable again?
That wasn't what he told me that day, but I'm sure there's been lots of people that's probably pretty common.
Yeah,
I really didn't feel like I was uncomfortable. It just was one of those where I'd make a birdie, then I'd make a bogey, then I'd make, just was.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And it was just odd because I'm usually just like par guy. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Hey, I have procrastinated this conversation.
Okay,
that
let's
I keep
go.
Talking about golf balls, right? And we got to at least hit this because it's an interesting one. My golf spy, if you follow him on Twitter, I don't love everything he does, but I thought this was pretty good. And he said 5 golf ball myths debunked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, I need the right compression for my swing speed. He says wrong. Compression does not equal ball choice. Step away from Google. It's actually pretty well written. Softballs aren't always better for slow swingers. Many would kill it with a firmer high spin ball. Quit boxing yourself in. I think that's interesting. You know, the compression is, well, first of all, Bob, a lot of this stuff is completely misunderstood. That's the hard part is how do we know? We've been given marketing materials over the years. We've had people tell us what they think, but we're kind of left to figure this out on our own. So compression doesn't equal golf ball choice or swing speed.
Back in the day,
yeah,
there were 2 compressions on golf balls, 90 and 100, back when I was in high school.
And that's how they determined the color, right? The blacks were hundreds.
The black number was 100 compression.
Yeah.
The red number was 90 compression.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. Then everything started changing with spin rates and all that kind of thing, and higher launch and lower launch and more spin and less spin. And even that has changed. So the idea that, you know, a softer golf ball is going to work for everybody, it doesn't. And a guy that has slower swing speed wants a golf ball that spins a little bit more because he can keep it in the air.
Okay,
the ball gets in the air and it stays up in the air better.
So that's number 2. Softballs spin more. Nope, softballs equals low spin. Spin happens when a soft cover grabs a firm layer underneath. Most softballs, they're mushy all the way through. No grip, no spin. Facts. That's what he says. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, and you know, it hasn't been. What, it's been the last 20, 25 years where you've had multi-layer golf balls?
Yes.
But when I started playing golf, they were wound rubber bands.
Yeah, they were wound.
So,
yeah. Yep. Number 3, Pro V1 spins more than Pro V1X. I get this all the time.
Used to.
Yep, used to. Not anymore. Titleist flipped the script in 2017. Now Pro V1X flies higher and spins more than the Pro V1, especially on iron shots. Old myths die hard, huh? Which is true. People ask me all the time, BT, you spin it all the time. Why don't you play the X? I'm like, because it spins more. No, it doesn't. Yeah. Like, well, that's what they tell me.
Not true.
At least in the last 8 years. Number 4, more dimples equals a better ball. And he just dismisses this. He says, dimples matter, but it's not about how many. It's about size, shape, and how they work with the ball's design. Some balls have 300 dimples, others 400 plus. Trust the tech, not the count. I don't even think about dimples. There was a time.
I don't either.
You remember the 332, and then there was all these different things that you think, oh, and then they... You know, Callaway, of course, was big for their hexagon pattern and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even hear anyone market dimples anymore. I haven't heard a dimple marketing campaign in a decade. Have you?
Right. Nope. And like you said, it all that matters is that the ball gets up in the air. The dimples are the aerodynamics of the ball, and it can keep the ball in the air. And based on the spin rates and all that kind of thing is what you need to. You know, one of the things that we were told by one of the guys at Callaway initially with, not Callaway, but TaylorMade initially with the golf ball, is you fit a golf ball from the green back. So you want to use a golf ball where you're going to have most of your shots as far as spin rates and that thing are concerned. And then the driver will feed into that because that's where you're going to be scoring from, is closer to the green.
Well, the bottom line is most of them are just awesome off the tee.
Yep.
So how does it react coming into the greens, and how does it react chipping and putting on the green, on and around the greens? That 100%, Bob, that is still the case. Yep. There's no question. Yep. And the last one, number five, I'm not good enough to tell the difference between golf balls. And he says, that's, he called it something. And he said, even if you can't feel it, the ball impacts your game. It's the one thing you use on every single shot. Cheap or inconsistent balls can rob you of distance, spin, or control, even if you don't realize it. So the example I use for this one is the same thing when people say I probably couldn't benefit from custom shafts or custom clubs. Right. When I was trying to, my son decided he wanted to learn to play the guitar, they had, you know, you can go get a big box special on one of these guitars. But I went to my friend who owns a music store and I talked to him about it. And he gave me some inside stuff. And he said, look, the cheaper it's made, the tougher it is to play. And so he said, most people don't want to invest a lot of money. They don't know if their kid will stick with it. But if you don't invest some money, your kid likely won't stick with it because it's too hard to play. And so that actually resonated with me. If you use a little better materials with your golf ball, you're going to enjoy it better. You're going to play better. And so I would even go so far as to say, the worse you are, the more important it is to play the right golf ball, because if you're going to be a high spin with a lot of left to right, meaning you slice it a lot, man, you want to try to find a low spinning golf ball, because that's going to keep it a little straighter, right?
That's exactly right. And that also means don't go buy those 15 and 18 pack.
You're saying,
I got such a great deal. I got 15. No, I got 18. No, don't go buy those. Okay. Don't go buy those. Those are throwaways.
You're saying if it doesn't come in a dozen, then it's a no-go?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And if it doesn't cost more than $40, it's a no-go.
Oh, all right. Well, you definitely want to get a tour caliber ball. Hey, quick shout out to our guy Tony Finau, who went on a little heater on the back nine on a Friday afternoon. So hopefully he keeps that up. Going low out in the desert. Tune in. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up next, Scott Michaud joins us right here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and our good friend Scott Michaud joining us. Longtime Augusta resident. He writes for the Irish Examiner. You can also read his stuff on Global Golf Post, Daily Drive as well. And he's, of course, at Augusta with us every single year. Scott, how's it going, man?
It's going great. How about you guys?
Good. Good to have you back on the show. Good to talk golf with you. And, you know, we have to just ask what it's like there in Augusta. Does it just, you know, do you ever just get a little Masters feeling, or is it just all just normal daily life for you because you're there every day?
Well, the Augusta, you know, got hit so hard with that Hurricane Helene that it's still trying to dig out from the mess that created. And it takes months for the trees and the debris and all the rubbish that stirred up, and literally every house in the whole area had something come down. Dang. that it's still in cleanup mode. And I, you know, fortunately it was a long time before the Masters, and you might not notice it any of the mess when you roll into town, but you certainly are going to notice there's a lot fewer trees around.
You know, Augusta National has a way of taking care of things and making that golf course look like it's always been there, like nothing has changed or anything. What have you heard has happened as far as where trees have been lost and that kind of thing on the course?
Well, Fred Ridley spoke about it at the Latin America Amateur Championship this week, and was talking about the really massive effort that not only the club, but the community has had in trying to dig out from that. And Augusta, you know, has been a part of trying to help outside of its, you know, perimeter. But they have, you know, the course is in perfect shape. Everybody who's been over there and played it says, you know, the course is, you know, as always, immaculate. They don't take a lot of time to get that back up and running, including the damaged greens, like the 16th hole. They reshotted it and it's already playable and ready to go. So you won't notice that Masters time, but he did mention you will notice there are a lot fewer trees around there, especially around Amen Corner, behind the 11th green, behind the 15th green, trees that you've come to so familiar with them, they're just not there anymore. And so it's going to be a lot more open. They'll start replacing things, and in time, I'm sure, you know, you won't notice it as much. But this year, it's going to seem a lot sunnier all over the property.
There you go. Scott Michaud joining us from Augusta here on Real Golf Radio. You know, the Latin America Amateur Championship's going on this week. You know, it's one way for amateurs to punch their ticket into the Masters tournament. You think about the events that they've put on and that they have co-sponsored with, you know, the RNA, the USGA, PGA of America, all that kind of stuff, going, you know, with drive, chip, and putt, putting together the ANWA, and the impact, the far-reaching impact that Augusta National has had on the golf world and the growth in the game. It's pretty amazing. I mean, you think about, obviously, St. Andrews, and you think about Golf House, and you think about some of these places, but, man, right there in Augusta, Georgia, the impact that has had, that organization, that club has had on the game of golf and the growth of it and the exposure, it's phenomenal.
It is. And those things have been, they've been great. The Asia Pacific Amateur in particular has really delivered some exceptional talent, which is what they said they wanted to do. That was the whole reason behind it. And in short order, they get Hideki Matsuyama emerging from that thing, and he ends up winning a Masters. And the Latin America one has produced Joaquin Niemann, and you can see the relationship that the club has with those tournaments in the fact that they have given him a special exemption 2 years in a row to play in the Masters despite going to live. Because I think part of it is they feel like they want to keep, showing that these are the guys that we're producing out of these amateur events. And they're going to make it to Augusta. And I think that relationship helps him get that special exemption. Mm.
For sure. Hey, speaking of Liv.
As well as his great play.
Yeah, of course. Hey, speaking of Liv, big decision this week is seemingly for one of your Irish folks. Tom McGibbon finished inside the top 20 in the race to Dubai on the DP World Tour. So he earned his PGA Tour card. He grew up playing golf in the same club as in Northern, Hollywood there that Rory McIlroy grew up playing on. Rory's been a mentor. Tom called Rory, asked him, "Hey, I've got this offer from Liv. What would you do?" Rory, gave his perspective and basically said, advised against it. But it looks like he's going to move forward and accept that offer and extend his career to Liv rather than coming over to the PGA Tour. Tell us a little bit about what you know about Tom McGibbon and what's your thoughts on that decision?
Yeah, he's a really nice young man and a really gifted young golfer who a lot is expected of. I don't think they're expecting him to be the next Rory, but they're expecting him to be the next really good major caliber Irish golfer. And the fact that he is looking like he might take this offer, I think seems pretty short-sighted. He's always dreamed of going out and playing, competing on the PGA Tour with the best in the world and proving himself. And when you go to Liv, you're going to, he's not going to move up in the rankings because they don't get any points. And that's going to curtail his access to major championships. So the possibility of him never getting to play the Masters is out there. And that just seems like a short-sighted decision for a 22-year-old guy to make who has a lot in front of him. I wouldn't do it. And Rory told him not to do it, but I guess Liv is waving a lot of money at him.
Well, could it be that from the standpoint of the DP World Tour, he'd still be able to play events there, even though he were on Liv?
He would. I mean, assuming he would have to appeal, just like the guys like John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton and those guys have had to appeal to do that. He would be, receive fines just like they will. That John Rahm doesn't seem willing to pay, but Sergio has recently paid so that he can have the option of being in the Ryder Cup. And so until his appeal is heard, which takes some time, obviously, they're dragging their feet on Rahm because they don't want it to come down before the Ryder Cup. Until that's where he can play on the DP World Tour. But it's not, he wouldn't be playing full time out there. It would be, picking and choosing events. And unless you win some of them, your world ranking is just going to keep sliding down. It's very hard to maintain a top 50 world ranking. And he's never gotten that high yet. He's only 110. Yeah. And so, it's going to be really hard for him to get access into majors. I mean, without qualifying for the US Open and the Open Championship, he's in the Open Championship this coming year already because of a finish in a DP World Tour event. But the Masters isn't going to give him an invite. It's a curious decision.
Yeah, for sure. Especially coming off of within this last week, we've heard from Eugenio Chicara, who basically was not picked up by Sergio Garcia's Fireballs team. So he was basically let go. He's got two professional wins, one of them on Liv. And he's made a lot of money. 16 million, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done really well. But he says essentially I don't want to say reward. Like he appreciates that he's set, for life on money. But he said going above and beyond that, there really is nothing left to really play for. And he says there's others that have similar careers to his on the PGA Tour, and they're getting ready to go play the Masters. They're getting ready for Ryder Cup action, all that kind of stuff. And he kind of feels like he missed out on a little bit, and it's going to take him probably a year off to get back in eligible to compete over on the PGA Tour again. When you hear things like that, you would think as a young player, it's like, maybe that's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, and Chikara was the first one to make that jump. Mm-hmm. He was their big signing of the young crowd early on, and he was followed by David Puig, another Spaniard who's terrific and has gotten in like the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open as a qualifier. But you know, he hasn't been able to get in the Masters, and you'd think that a guy like Puig would be a top 50 player in the world, considering how well he's done, at this point. Same with Chikara. They would be pushing that if they were getting world ranking points, in PGA Tour and live events and getting in these majors. And it shows you, what's at risk. And I think Chikara felt that he was lied to. I think he was told they were going to get ranking points. They'd still be able to, you know, qualify for these things, and they never got it. And once Liv withdrew its application for the OWGR, it's really left these young guys, in particular, in limbo. It's fine for Koepka and guys who already have access to majors because they've won one. But it's going to be weird in a couple of years when DJ Dustin Johnson runs out of major exemptions, and except for the Augusta. Are we really going to see them not go because they're not getting ranking points? So I think it would give a young person pause. Hmm.
Anything that you've heard as far as the PIF and the DP World Tour, is there anything, I mean, it was announced that they were in discussions, but anything new?
I haven't heard anything new on that. I think it would be a great idea if they partnered with that, because I think it would give you two really strong global tours, with the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour, with a lot of those live guys, playing more regularly on it. But the DP World Tour is a strategic partner with the PGA Tour. So I think their hands are tied in a lot of ways as to what they can do. The PGA Tour, you know, helps fund some of their events. It's not going to be an easy thing for that to be negotiated until the PGA Tour has its deal settled with PIF.
Hey, Scott, before we let you go, we just got to get your thoughts on TGL. Have you had a chance to watch the first 2 weeks, and what do you think?
I have had a chance to watch. I think it's eye-opening to see some of these shots that these guys are hitting. I know it's a different thing, but when you're trying to hit a 70 yard wedge shot and it's not, you don't have it in front of you and you're hitting it into a screen, I think it's confused them and it makes them look like us. I mean, they were like the Three Stooges out there, that Jupiter Golf Links team the other night. Kisner's sculling shots off things, Tiger belly laughing like you've never seen him before. I find it interesting and entertaining because you see a different side of these guys, and it's just kind of goofy. I think they'll iron out the kinks and it'll become more competitive, I hope. At the moment, I find it going to be kind of hilarious.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Golf is, I think you could say it's on the rise, but it's also got lots of stuff that's distracting about the pro game. So we'll see how it all comes together. I'm hoping we'll get a resolution and everybody will kind of be able to sort of play together here again. That'll be nice. I've been kind of against it all. But mostly the biggest thing is this fracturing. I just never could see how fracturing the stars was going to turn out good for anybody in the game. And I think that's kind of the way it's gone so far, unfortunately.
I hope they fix it. I don't know how, but I hope they do.
You're the best. Thanks for joining us, Scott. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Scott Michaud joining us here. You can hear him or check him out at the Irish Examiner. If you happen to be over on that side of the pond, you can also read his stuff in Global Golf Post, Daily Drive, and more. We'll take a break. More of the show continues next. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com. Preview opportunity right now and get a great deal on a night stay at the resort. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, host of the Black Desert Championship on the PGA Tour, as well as the upcoming LPGA Tour event in May. Cannot wait. Terrific views, unbelievable golf course. Check it out now. Great deals during the preview period. BlackDesertResort.com. That's BlackDesertResort.com. Time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Oh, yeah, that caddy joins us weekly right here on Real Golf Radio. If you are new to the program, this is America's favorite caddy. If you've been joining us, then you just know exactly what you're going to expect. Caddy, how are you, man?
I'm feeling like there's expectations today.
Yeah.
Just a few.
I set you up, didn't I?
So here's what's going on. I'm leaning back in the car, got the window open. Not too far from the ocean here, Southern California, Torrey Pines, just relaxing. It's not unlikely that I will fall asleep while we're doing the show.
We are not going to let that happen.
We won't let that happen.
I mean, it's so relaxing and chill, and all I can think about is it's about an hour away from the guys coming down to surf, you know. Yeah.
You're not out there by the glider port where those things will make you fall asleep just watching them.
I just drove past the glider port, and I was thinking about what is it that, what kind of a person is it that flies a glider? Who's the first person to do that? Maybe it's Orville and Wilbur, but technically, but I mean, like, yeah, this looks like a good idea. Let me jump off a cliff. And of course, they don't really jump off the cliff because they have the wind. They kind of just take off, you know? Anyway.
Hey.
It's all about parasailing, though. Not many hang gliders.
Okay. Right. All right. Let's not get too far down the road. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Caddy, is John Rahm played this week out in Dubai, and he had a new putter in play, and he doesn't have the alignment aid on it. He said he's never really liked an alignment line. I'll say alignment aid, an alignment line, right? Some of them are dots, some of them are lines, some of them are multiple lines, some of them are big. You got the two-ball putter that was famous, you know, with Odyssey. What's your take? And by the way, I looked at it, and without an alignment, it just looks boring. It looks like you're rudderless. I think I have to have an align. And he doesn't have a line, so I want to know what's your take. Are you an alignment line guy on your putter or no?
Well, I've done different models in my life, but most of the time it's going to be an alignment line that I've had. I putted with a B60 for like many, many years, and that had a line on it.
Yeah.
I like the two ball. I think the two ball is a good thing. Look, you've got to learn alignment. Alignment's very important, and it's not necessarily important to line up in the right place, believe it or not, because a lot of tour players don't, and they make an adjustment. It's important for your body to understand where you start the ball. And for example, I think if you get on a green, try this at home. On a day where there's dew on the grass in the morning, get out on the green and hit a few breaking putts and try to estimate where you think you started the ball, and then go back and look at the line, and you will have started it anywhere from one ball to 6 inches further up the hill than you thought you were starting it. Everybody plays less break than they hit the putt on. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
So you have to push your short, your right to lefters, and you pull your right. You push your right to lefters, you pull your left to righters if you're righty. But that's something Pels found that out. He did a test on that. But I'm telling you, everybody does that. No, everybody thinks they're aimed higher than they actually are, and then they push it or pull it. It's my observation from 100 years watching golf.
Yes, at least 101, as I remember right. So,
it's what it feels like. This feel not real.
Yeah, that's right. Feel versus real. That's an important thing. To that point, this is what I always have a difficult time when someone says, hey, come in, if you're playing with a buddy or whatever, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think this is about, a ball out? Or do you think this is right? Am I lined up right? My partner that I play with in a four ball at the club, he lines it way out there and pulls it. So it's hard for me to say, hey, you're a little right. Because if I line him up any further left, it's not even going to be close, right? So I think what I'm hearing you say is even the best putters don't necessarily line it up perfectly. They have their own vision of what the right line is.
Yeah, apparently your buddy's an outlier if he's but when he hits it, when he's got a left to right, if he lines right and pulls it on a left to right putt, does he line too far right and pull it anyway, or what's he do?
Yeah, exactly. Everything is just a little
too far right.
He's always closed and then pulls it. Yeah.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you'll find you probably test a lot of people, and they're doing some kind of club face manipulation to hit the putt compared to where they lined it up. It's virtually impossible to line up the blade and hit it in the same place as your alignment anyway, if you really want to drill down to it. And for full shots, that's even more. I swear, Bob, tell me this isn't true. You go out, you watch most good players, have the club face open at address on full shots, on every full shot. I don't even care if you're trying to hook. The club face is open. Absolutely, positively, it's open, right? That's what they do. Yeah, golf's interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, along with putting, my dad made a few putts in his lifetime, but he had a couple of things for me that I always worked on. He didn't have any problems with right to left putts. He was a guy that lagged the ball, got it close. So he wanted it kind of slowing down when it got to the hole. Where he had problems was on his left to right putts, because if the ball's slowing down as it gets to the hole, it's going to dive right more. So he developed a way for him that worked, in that on a left to right putt, he would toe it in just a touch to get the ball started higher on the line, expecting it to die or dive when it got closer to the hole.
So everybody should record what you just said and listen to it and get into some deep thinking, because you just described something that nobody does in teaching how to really play golf. And your dad was a master of how to play golf. And no one would teach what your dad just described, what you just described. What your dad was doing was figuring out what he had tendencies, and the way he executed the physical putting stroke.
Yep.
Certain things happened, and he had to fit the situations. And instead of trying to make everything perfect, he played with what he had and learned how to deal with it. Like you described towing the, I mean, that is really instructive for people who want to actually shoot the lowest score they can. And nobody teaches like that. The teaching's always, you know, get everything, you know, good and square and lined up and textbook, but that's a lesson in how to play golf, and there should be a lot more of that being taught, in my opinion. How to play golf.
So you're saying, instead of chasing perfect, be honest with your tendencies and address those. That's what I'm hearing you're saying.
Yeah, the quick line that says it all is Sam Snead saying, "Dance with who you brung," right? I mean, the reality is, when you go out there, there aren't many people on this planet who can make adjustments to what they're doing that day that well. Some professionals are capable of doing that. But even then, you know, Nicklaus used to say he'd play the first three holes very conservatively, no matter how he hit it on the range, to see what he had that day. And then he'd make a decision on strategy going forward. And that's, I mean, if you hit a big hack slice, then you can play pretty good golf with it if you play within what you can do. But I think I've told the pro-am story. Supposedly Nicklaus was playing with a guy, and the guy's trying to hit it over the water on like a 180 carry, and he can't even do that. And he's setting up to it, and Jack says, "Hang on a second. Why don't you aim over there with an 8-iron and then hit a wedge on the green, and you can make a par. I don't think you can carry." And the guy looks at Jack and says, "Jack, you play your game and I'll play mine."
Come on. No, yeah, that never happened. That never
tremendous.
Happened. No way that never happened.
I'm telling you, true story.
There is no way that happened. Come on.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
I mean, you know, here's the lesson. Here's the lesson. 98.6% of male golfers overestimate their capabilities.
Skills. You don't say.
98.6%. And the other 1.2% are, well, I won't describe what they're like, but I mean, that's just right. And that's the problem, is everybody thinks they can do, you know. The guy I used to caddy for had a funny line one time. He was getting interviewed by the PGA Tour media, and they asked him about me, and he goes, "Yeah, Mark's job's pretty much to tell me what I can't do." I mean, it was a funny line, but there's a little bit to it. So, You're always more aggressive, right, Bob? So Bob, you know one thing, Bob. When you're playing, you're way more aggressive than when you're caddying, right? I mean, it's not even close.
Oh yeah,
it's not even. You think you can do? You're watching the guy. Okay, And there's not everybody's Jordan Spieth or Phil, and I might point out they fail a lot too. They fail an awful lot. They're just good enough to burn five of the next six holes after failing horrendously. That's all. But yeah, playing golf, man, coaching how to play golf. Wow. And I always feel like a tour caddy grabbing the average amateur, who's a double digit handicap, could knock five shots off his game just like that.
Oh, sure.
Oh yeah.
Just like that. Yeah.
Just in course management.
Exactly. Just in managing them, don't try to hit the three wood out of the thick rough right here when you're 280 to the green. It's not a good idea. It's not going to work.
My dad always told me that. My dad always said, if you get in the rough and your ball's sitting down a little bit, don't try to hit a real long iron. He said, I'll take a five or a six iron and I'll hit it and chances are it's going to come flying out of there. And once it hits the ground, it's going to roll for a long, long ways, like on a par five, instead of hitting a fairway wood or something like that, or try to hit a five wood out of the rough. He'll take a five iron. He'll be able to carry it a little bit further. But once it hits the ground, you're going to get that flyer and it's going to run probably 40 or 50 yards once it hits the ground. So it's a much more course management conservative shot.
Mm. Yeah, and the analytics, you hear a lot now how it's always better to be closer to the green, even if you're in the rough, statistically, and all this and that. But I'll tell you, I don't know. I always found that, laying up to a nice, simple wedge and playing safe, you tend to make a lot of birdies when you do that. You tend to hit that wedge in there and make the, there's something
no
about
stress.
It.
Maybe, no stress.
Exactly. I was going to say maybe what it is it takes pressure off you and that really translates into the putts, right? The low stress round. Isn't it funny that people, who was it who never played golf that came up with this phrase, oh, I play golf for relaxation? Said no one who's ever played golf. I mean, come on.
Hey, Caddy. Right? Hey, Caddy.
Yeah.
You play your game. I'll play mine.
Jack, you play your game, Jack. I'll play mine.
You're the best. You're the best, Caddy. Thanks. And you didn't fall asleep. Enjoy your time there at the beach. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. That wraps up the show. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer. He's Bob Casper. I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.